These are the Pine Springs Chronicles. Don't worry, we're here, and we're listening.
Summer is just about to come to a close. The town of Pine Springs has just started to wind down on many of their summer activities. Camps at the community center, tourists on family vacations to the local hot springs, and a few unfortunate students that have found themselves in summer school. Soon, as fall gets underway, the next big exciting event will be the Hot Air Balloon Festival in a month's time. But you all are far removed from the sort of excitement that summer used to bring. Now it looks a lot like the rest of your days. Professional lives, jobs, and responsibilities have taken the place of summers spent riding your bikes along the local streets, meeting up with one another to discuss the future and dreams of fame, and toting your far too large camera around to shoot the next best idea your group ever had. A long time ago, summer was an exciting time, and it was the chance of something new. Now it is just another tick on the calendar. However, this year has brought something rather new, or maybe something old. Most all of you over the last week have received the same invitation. You're invited! 20 years! We are holding the Class of 2003 reunion at Pine Springs Community Center on August 5th. Whether or not it's the invite that has brought you back to town, or just the course of life and circumstances that has led you back or kept you here, you once again find yourself in a town that looks incredibly similar to the one you were all exploring 20 years ago. Nico, arriving in the mail today, in the middle of a few envelopes with various red stamps across them that you've seen far too many of recently, you have also received an envelope that seems to be for something a little less financially unfortunate. You have that moment of looking around for something to open it with before there is the realization that the sharpest thing you have within reach is around your neck.
I will carefully open said envelope with my necklace. Specifically, the shard of what looks to be a sword attached to the end of it.
Yes. Can you do me a favor as you do that? And I'm going to need you to roll your beginning of mystery check for your premonition, please.
That is a 5.
All right, you cut this envelope open, and as you pull open the invitation, there is a moment of incredible deja vu, or maybe nostalgia. But you pull the photo invite out, and there is a moment where it feels like your vision has started to blur at the edges, almost like you have stood up too quickly and you're trying to regain your equilibrium. Across the face of this invitation is a montage of various photos that you can recognize from your yearbook. The one in front is what catches your attention. A group of 5 students waving at the camera. The surprising part of this fact is that you are one of the 5 students. A photo from your days in the AV club. The fact that it was the photo chosen to be front and center is perhaps the most surprising part. But once more, your vision blurs, shuddering in front of you, and the card you hold looks different. Scratch marks have crossed out the faces of you and your friends. Or, no, as you look, you realize that not all of them are crossed out. While the faces of 4 of them have been scraped away, one has been circled again and again. In the corner, as you watch, it appears as though it changes in your hand. Words appear, once more scratched into the card, that say, "I'll be there." After a moment, you blink, and the invite in your hand is untarnished. The bills have fluttered to the ground, dropping them at some point in this process. Only recently have you started to get used to this, seeing things that are not there or have not happened. Right now, there are 2 things that you know for sure. First, what you saw means something that you should not ignore. Someone you've been going to for help recently has convinced you of that fact. And secondly, the face that was circled was Harvey Valdez's. What'd you like to do, Nico?
What time of day is it?
3 p.m.
Okay. Would this be on a Saturday?
It's Friday.
Yeah, I'm going to stuff the card that I just got in my pocket and grab my keys and head to the grocery store. Because that's what I was planning to do to begin with.
All right. Is your plan to just go to the grocery store and shop and come home?
Yeah, that is the plan. Keep my head down.
Perfect. You head out your door to the grocery store. Well, as Nico gets in his car and heads towards the grocery store, he drives past a familiar shop. And we will turn and zoom in. And like with most days, this shop is mostly empty except for the clerk behind the counter. John, can you tell me what this shop looks like from the inside?
You come in. The windows are kind of soaked over. It lets through light, but you can't see through them, if you know what I mean. So the hazy light that comes through, you can see fine dust particles drift through there. It's not a super clean shop. You know, it's wood floors.
Not pristine.
No. Like, if I was to say used bookshop, that's what it would smell like inside this place, mixed with some gun oil.
Some steel and...
Yeah. There's racks of army fatigues and various military issue items stocked throughout the store. There's nobody in there, and there's a very strange music on the overhead playing about girls hanging out with squirrels, and the squirrels are smoking crack, and just very strange. And you see Harvey bent over the counter listening with very intense eyes as he's writing notes down on a notepad as he's listening to the words, and what he's writing down are not the words to the song.
Does this song comes to an end right about the time a commercial starts to play? A bell above the door jingles. You see a tall man, he's probably about 6'3" with cropped blonde hair, walk in. He is one of your few frequent customers to the surplus store, Lieutenant Darcy Hughes. He is not in uniform today, and his badge has been exchanged for a flannel and a Carhartt vest instead. Of course, your first experience with Darcy wasn't as a member of the local police department, nor as a customer. Some time ago, he was also a staple of your house most weekend nights, having been Carlotta's sweetheart back in high school.
I look up at him, and I look up at the speaker, and I said, see, this is why you pay for premium services. There wouldn't have been a disruption through the commercials.
It's nice to see you too, Harvey. How are you today?
I think I'm going to be okay.
I'm happy to hear that, I think. Yeah. Great. Well, I'm going to need a couple shotgun rounds and some for the rifle.
Okay. What gauge of shotgun? You going with a 12 or 20?
12.
Okay. Bird shot, buck shot.
I'm going to go with buck.
Buck, oh. All right. And then, okay, here we go. I'm afraid I'm going to have to take a quick peek at the ID, the old ID there.
You serious, Harvey?
It's for the cameras. There's always cameras. You've known me long enough that there's the cameras.
Right. He turns and nods at the camera that he's pretty sure is not being recorded anywhere. Pulls out his ID.
And then I proceed to ring him up.
You get any more customers in recently? More than normal?
No, it actually has been a little bit slower than usual. So, with the Torkelsons out of town.
Yes.
You know.
Well, I, you know, have been hearing some rather unsettling accounts from the Northwoods, and figured more people might be coming in to make sure they were loaded up.
What are you hearing?
Well, sounds like now I think it's probably just a bear, like normal. People are complaining that game has been chased away and cattle are going missing, but I would say it is also likely just that the Walshams have not repaired their fence like normal. But Lance and I are heading up all the same to make sure nothing's untoward.
To be fair, Mr. Walsham up there might be drinking away the fence repair fund, as you do.
Well, there's not much else to do up there, is there? So,
you know, with that hellcat of a woman that he's married to, I can't suppose that there is.
Well, I'll keep that opinion to myself when I go up and see them. Unless you'd like me to share it, of course.
You can share it with her all you want. I don't care. She would never have anything to do with me, even if I would have asked her to. So,
well, the way you phrased that seemed quite interesting, Harvey.
I know. It felt like I said it right in some other universe, but in rephrasing, it just didn't come out with the same oomph.
Well, it came out with a certain amount of oomph, I'll say. Perhaps not the kind you wanted it to.
I don't doubt it.
Well, thank you for the rounds, Harvey, and I know I can always count on you to keep your ear to the ground. I'm sure you're always noticing something that matters to someone, somewhere.
Well, right now, what I can tell you is that corporate America doesn't want me to understand what the spirit of Gibby Haynes wants for me on this day, so, you know, there's that. Thank you, American Express, with your capitalistic messages that you have to send to me through this free software version, because I can't afford premium. That's why you need premium.
Rat kind of taps the box of ammunition on the counter as if he has definitely been listening to everything you just said the last 2 minutes, and it's been a pleasure, Harvey. And he starts to turn to leave, and as he does, he pauses and bends down to grab something off the floor. Looks like you dropped this, Harv. Could be important. And he hands you an envelope addressed to you by way of the store.
That's strange. Set it on the countertop there, if you don't mind.
Sets it down and slides it across towards you, and then gives you a bit of a wink before he nods a goodbye and heads towards the door.
After he leaves the store, I will proceed to inspect but not touch the envelope.
Yeah.
If I didn't see it there prior to his coming in, I definitely don't trust it.
You see that it is addressed to you by way of the store, as much of your mail does come, so you don't give your address out to other people.
Absolutely. Is there a return address?
There is.
That's how they get you.
The return address is to Pine Springs High School, and you see a pattern around the outside in black and gold, the colors of your school.
This system. They're trying to suck me back in. It's like that dream, but I have my clothes on. I kind of start tapping the envelope to make sure it's okay, like a cat trying to test something that it's curious about.
Yep, it feels like paper.
Yeah, and then I just snap it up and kind of just rip it open with my fingers.
You pull out a slightly torn, based on the way that you opened it, photo paper printed invitation, providing you with information about the upcoming 20-year high school reunion.
Oh, good. I get to celebrate 20 years of spending 4 years with people I genuinely didn't care about. That's fantastic.
As you look, you do notice, in the same way that our fellow friend also did, that the AV Club is one of the featured pictures, front and center. How does Harvey feel seeing that, perhaps for the first time, prominently displayed?
What else is displayed on there other than that?
So there's just a couple other, like, photos. Clearly yearbook photos, like a math team that had won an award, something from a school spirit day.
See, this is the messaging that they're trying to send to everybody, is that if you're more athletic or the more popular you are, the more useful you are, then the people who convey the information that you receive every day. But they don't know that the people who control the information are the people who have the true power.
What would Harvey like to do, looking at this invitation, for the rest of his day?
Like, so there's like no markings on it, like the one that, yeah, I mean, I don't really have a prompt to do anything out of the normal. Then you said people have been disappearing in the north.
Not people. Darcy mentioned that Game has been chased away. okay. where normally they would have a pretty good, probably hunting season. And they did. He did mention uh-huh. that some cattle has gone missing, but he attributed that to the Walsham's farm fences being in disrepair.
Okay. This area, how on the freak radar? Mm-hmm. To anybody who's to the listeners who are offended by that phrase, not sorry.
You're paying to be here.
I'm going to use that a lot. But on my freak radar, do I know if the area is a hot spot for cryptids at this time of year?
We'll make you make our first roll of the game.
Nope. That roll's already happened and it got failed.
Well, that's true. That doesn't count. Well, you'll make our second roll of the game. We'll call this investigate a mystery.
That's a 9 total for investigate the mystery.
Okay, so a mixed success. You are always one to see patterns. One thing you have learned is that cryptids are not ones to follow patterns. So while this time of year necessarily isn't as if there would be more activity, you're not surprised by it.
Okay. Do I know anybody in town that lives in that general area?
You are familiar with the Walsham family. Currently, no one in this game lives in the North Woods except you, where your trailer is. So... You do know other people that are familiar with supernatural and cryptid things, but otherwise, no. There are not a significant amount of...
Didn't Weston used to be Victor's dad's hunting buddy?
Nico was Weston's father's hunting buddy. So yes.
Then I am going to go look for Nico. And put a "we'll be back later" sign on the... Not that anybody really cares.
All right, you flip the sign and you head over towards where you know Nico lives because he's lived there for several years now. And as you drive, you pass a different familiar store and we pan away from your car and into this one. Another small shop of Pine Springs downtown area. The calm... environment of this afternoon is rather quickly disrupted by the unmistakable sound of a cart full of books being knocked over, the contents spilling across the floor. Temperance, who is in her mid-20s with dirty blonde hair, until very recently that hair has been stock straight and shoulder length, but as of last week she decided the best course of action was to chop it into a very short and relatively uneven pixie cut. She, like her older sister, have worked here for just over a year. And as you approach, you find her crouched over a mess of books. She currently holds a few in her hands and looks up as you approach. Would you believe me if I said that they jumped off the shelf themselves? Because they definitely did.
Mm-hmm. So look down the glasses I wish I was wearing right now.
You hear a very similar sound behind you as Bryony, her older sister, who is a little shorter than Temperance, and a slightly thinner face and a near constant expression of a woman that looks like she's concerned about far too many things in her immediate environment that she cannot control. She appears right behind you and announces her presence with a very loud...
I see this is the third time this week this has happened. Is this a new habit you're developing? Is it the hair?
Are we... tracking books falling over? Because they definitely have a mind of their own.
I know where every single one of these go, so yes, I am tracking the books falling over.
I was going to put them away from the shelf, and the shelf moved of its own accord. I cannot be held responsible for the way that books want to move.
You're trying to tell me the books have personalities that are keeping you from putting them on this shelf?
Do you think they don't? They definitely do. Some of them don't want to be on shelves. You cannot convince me that those two books want to be next to each other. Ever.
I put them in the order I put them for specific reasons. I've had this shop far longer than you have been out of diapers.
That was hurtful and rude, unnecessary. Great. Love that for me. Okay. I'm going to take these books and go put them over there. Good.
Thank you. Bryony, what are we going to do with your sister?
If I could answer that question, she'd be dead already. Probably. I don't know. I wish I knew. I wish I could tell you. I don't have answers for that. Do you want me to clean this up? Because I can clean this up.
You know where they go, right?
Yes. Yes, I do. I have the spreadsheet open on the computer still.
If I did not have you, what I would do?
Probably also commit murder. Not that I'm saying you would commit murder. I'm not trying to imply that you are. Never mind. You know what I mean. Anyway.
Yes.
You watch as Temperance moves with some of the books that are maybe going where they need to be. Bryony is about to walk away before she turns back and... Oh, sorry. I almost forgot. And she holds up a book that was in her hand that it almost seems like she forgot she was holding it. Goes, someone dropped this off. They said you needed it. She hands it out towards you.
I'll take the book. I need a book. Well, I guess I can't have too many of those.
Yep. And the cover of this book is a very deep navy blue that is so dark, it almost seems as though light is not reflecting around it. Where you have this sort of feeling that if you were to set it down, you're not entirely sure that you would notice it if you were just looking around. And at first, it doesn't look like anything is written on the cover, but you kind of move it in your hand for a second. You can see that there is text engraved on the front in black, barely visible, that says, Reflections of Phantoms, Spirits, and Ghosts, Volume 5, by Meliora Axtell.
Do I have any of the other volumes of this?
You do. You have volumes 1 through 4 and 6.
Huh. That is the exact volume I was missing. Who gave this to you, Bryony?
Oh, it was... They were just here. But I swear... I cannot for the life of me think of who it was. Or what they look like.
You didn't write it in the ledger.
It was right before everything fell over. I normally would. You know that I would.
Of course.
Don't know why I can't think of who it was.
Nope. No matter. That's fine. I know exactly where to put this.
Good. So you did need it.
Go find the other ones, I guess.
Great. Do you need me to take care of...
Yes. Put those away.
Wonderful.
Watch the shop.
Yes. Good. Okay. You're leaving?
I'm going to wherever the rest of my volumes are so I can put it away.
Yes. Okay. I'll be out here.
Thank you.
And you head towards the back of your shop where you have to unlock your nice case that you don't necessarily... Other people cannot get in here, nor can they see what's in here without your permission. Where you have a full shelf of very particular volumes of...
Forbidden section.
Indeed. Books and items, not just books. And there is indeed a spot on your shelf that is lacking a book. There are a few spots that are lacking volumes that you have not yet collected, but...
I take a little cloth and dust around on the volumes that are in there and then slide this one right into that spot. Perfect. Now it can stay there where it belongs. And I close it.
I imagine each of these shelves has their own...
Little key.
Locked case that you have to put back in place. Is there anything else you would like to do while your shop is put back in order by Bryony and definitely not Temperance?
Definitely not. No, I guess I will head back out to what I was doing before, which was reading a book, I'm sure.
Sounds right. Great. You do that. I'm sorry, we didn't say your name, and we said everyone else's name. Your name's Chelsea. Welcome.
Hey.
Now, no longer in Pine Springs, but quite some distance away in the relatively small town, but not quite so small as Pine Springs, town of Durango, the entrance to the Durango La Plata County Airport is definitely not a lavish entrance. Compared to some airports that you've been in, it is definitely a meager sort of environment, with approximately 3 gates and an x-ray machine that had to be turned on when you walked in the door. The security guard that is waiting there for literally anyone to come take a flight apologizes profusely and says the machine takes a few minutes to warm up, but we'll get you through here in no time at all. Weston, your carry-on is put through the machine, and then he has to take it back and do it again because the machine wasn't quite ready yet the first time, and goes through a second time, and he hands it to you and says, enjoy your flight. Hope you have a good time. Good time. Yeah. He motions you back towards one of the two seating areas of the lovely, very small Durango La Plata County Airport.
Okay, yeah, I'm just going to open up my bag real quick here, if I'm not taking up too much space, and I've just got some really sensitive equipment here.
Yeah, we have chairs over there and tables that you can use. Perhaps not the x-ray. The conveyor belt will keep moving, which could make it very hard for you to open your...
Okay, yeah, cool. Thank you.
Wonderful. There you go, sir. He motions you in. Much like the other members of this party, tucked into the front of your suitcase is indeed an invitation to a 20th anniversary reunion for your high school, as well as an invitation to another event that will be happening the weekend after, which is politely inviting you to the wedding of Sigmund Eggers and Stella LeMahieu. It is not asking you to be an active participant in said wedding. But you're invited. All the same, and you get a plus one if you'd like it.
Do I know who Stella is?
Nope. Never met her. Never heard of her. Ever before. With these thoughts and with your need to check on your sensitive equipment, you walk further into this very small airport, and you see that there are 3 other people currently waiting for a flight, and one of them seems very familiar. And as you have been sitting here for 2 hours early because you were never going to miss a flight, Victor, you have been sitting in this small airport for far, far too long after you realized it took you approximately 4 minutes to get through security. And you look up to also see the very familiar face of Weston Eggers. As you are our two characters who are seeing each other, can you describe yourselves?
Yeah. I stand a very long and gangly 6'4". Very long arms and legs and absolute beanpole of a human being. Long, curly, almost it looks like a deliberately unkempt head of curly, brown and blondish hair. An almost very well-fitted suit that is just slightly too small. My sleeves right up just like 2 or 3 inches before my wrist, on each of which I have 2 watches.
So 4 watches.
4 watches.
Okay.
Double the watches. And there are a hefty pair of New Balances on my feet, which perhaps adds another inch or two to my height. I am moving looking around a little wildly while also I have my carry-on open and I'm scanning it anxiously, as if I'm looking to see if anything's been damaged or showing any sign of dysfunction.
I am I'm lounging kind of restlessly in a couple of the chairs. I have my feet across, kind of stretched out a little bit. I'm wearing these almost like swim trunk looking things, they got some Hawaiian flowers on them. I've got a t-shirt, but over that's another like a button up that's, just kind of loose and it's not buttoned up. Hanging over that, a couple necklaces that I'm wearing. My hair's medium length black hair. I've got a earbud in one of my ears, like AirPod. And just kind of sitting there, looking around, waiting for something to happen. Got a little pile of scripts next to me, or like papers and stuff.
As soon as I see Victor, I'll loudly go, Victor? No way. Huh?
Yeah. Oh, fan. All right. Who's Weston. And I sit up a little bit. Hey, what are you doing here, man?
I'm coming back into town.
I give him a big hug.
Yeah, I'll return it. Yeah, no, I've got some business here. I'm coming in to take care of. So.
Yeah. I was just doing a little auditioning. You know, trying out for another part or two.
Really?
Yeah.
For a movie here in Durango. Well, no,
This is kind of like a layover, like in between sort of thing. You know, not here, but like you know what I mean, just around. But I'm getting some good, traction. You know, the last film went. I got some decent reviews. I'm like above average on IMDb. You know, I'm getting some traction.
What was it?
The last one. Yeah, the Chupacabra Chef. Yeah, you've heard of that one? Did you see that one? Yeah, it was. I mean,
no,
a few theaters showed it.
No, that's okay. I mean, I just haven't really been up with my movies.
Didn't like get national exposure, but there's like a couple, like Cinemarks that showed it.
I'll check it out with them. I'm good to see that you stuck with the whole creature thing.
But like, you can rent it on at the Redbox.
Yeah, I'll definitely.
But, I mean, check it out. It's pretty good. I was like, not like top billing. Sorry, I'm kind of talking all over the place.
It's cool. I'll check it out. I'll check it out, Victor. I'll check it out.
Yeah.
What else is new with you?
Just same old thing. Doing a little podcasting here. I hear the actual play. That's kind of a thing. Some D&D stuff. I've got this. Little show. It's a little show called Slaying Things as Rangers. I'm like this elf named Elmore. One of those. He's like kind of a parody of an old kid show character, and like I'm this elf, and I'm like,
Elmore's gonna kill you with a bow and arrow,
that sort of thing. People love it. I think they like it, so yeah, it's pretty cool. You should look it up.
I'll check.
Slaying games with rangers. Not slaying things with rangers. Yeah. Yeah. As rangers. Yeah. It's pretty cool. Slaying things as rangers.
Yeah, cool. So you. No, I hear.
We got like 10 listeners right now.
Well, that's a start. It's a good start. And, podcasting is the next big thing, It's kind of just like radio, but it's everywhere now. So, yeah. That's super cool. And
you're looking nice, all trimmed out here, man. You got a hot date or something? Gonna visit a girl here, Weston?
Funny thing, actually, you're not gonna believe this, but Siggy's getting married. You remember my brother Siggy? Yeah, no, he's got a wedding coming up.
Was he younger or older? I never, like, you guys are like, when I think of you, I think of like, looking at both of you, and I can't like, you're like the same height and everything. So like,
yeah, he's old. He's a few years older than me.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But
cool.
I mean, no hot date. I do. I've got a plus one. So if I meet someone while I'm in town, who knows. But yeah, that's mostly why I'm here. And also just to see all the old spots.
Yeah, all the old spots. Like I don't know.
And then there's this. I don't know if you're thinking about going. I'm not sure. This is a reunion, though. They got us in the front. I pull out the invitation.
Oh, yeah. I think I saw this. It was when I don't know if I opened. Was I invited to this? Might have got mixed in with my other. I get lots of mail.
Yeah, dude.
So
you were in. I mean, if you were in the class of 2003, you're invited. Yeah, look, you're on the front page.
Oh, you know what? Whoa! I'm on the front. Let me see that. Yeah. That's me. That's me right there. Ah, man, I look good. I mean, I look better now, but I look pretty good then.
Yeah, there's your top villain. Look at you.
So when is this thing? It's Oh, this is like coming up. 2 weeks. Oh man, that's okay. Okay, yeah. You know what? I should stop by. I mean, my parents have been wanting to see me anyway. You know, their son coming back into town. You know, checking in on the folks. You know how that goes. You know, checking in on the folks.
Yeah.
Maybe I should do that.
Did you hear? Have you heard from any of the others at all?
Any of the other? I don't stay in touch too much. You know, I'm so busy. You know, I didn't even get to check out that. I didn't get that invitation and stuff. You know, I'm a busy guy. I got movies and podcasts. And yeah. No, I mean, I heard something from Harvey a while back. You know, we hung out a little bit. You know, remember that summer that I, you know, school and I, we didn't really jive that much.
Yeah, I do. I vaguely remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. So we did like the summer school thing, me and Harvey. And we every now and then, you know, we get together and I don't know, reminisce about that. But
yeah, I shut my blog down, but he was following a couple.
Oh, no. Years you ago. Shut your blog down?
Yeah.
That's too bad. I mean, you were in the blogging scene for a while. I mean, like, who blogs anymore, right? Am I right? It's all like TikTok. You know, have you seen my TikTok and stuff? I've got an Instagram. You know, just kind of some behind the scene. You know, I'm doing it again. Sorry. I like always. You know, I just, you know me. I just kind of go. That kind
of
guy.
No, I mean, yeah. I had a bit of a TikTok phase for a while. Not like I didn't have a TikTok account. I wasn't creating content, but I you know, I believed in it for a little bit. I thought it was, but I've actually, I don't know. I've really moved into, kind of the future sports world. That's kind of where I've been putting my time and energy.
Future sports. Like, what are we talking here? Like, football?
Well, no, actually I gotta sit down for a second and take a break from our chat, although I'm really enjoying it. But I've got a short investor meeting. There's a...
Oh, yeah, you know what? Yeah, that's cool. I've got a couple more scripts to read. You know, there's always looking for... Yeah.
There's this guy, and he's making, thermal surfboards that, like, heat up. So he's gonna, like, Arctic surfing.
Arctic surfing? Yeah. You know, I do, you know, out in California, I've picked up a little surfing here and there. I mean, not like I'm not an avid surfer, but I've like hit the waves a few times, you know? So like,
yeah,
that's cool. Surfing, man. Like, that's cool.
So I'm going to see what that's all about, because the initial like little like short film he put together about it was really sick. And
He did a little film.
And like there's the surfboard and it's like melting ice and he's riding around on icebergs and stuff. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, like I said, I mean, like if you ever need like another like actor or something, you know, you get the, you know, you got me. Or I mean,
yeah,
I would help you out.
Absolutely.
You know,
I'm going to grab a seat over there, but I'll catch up with you more after. Okay. But I got very excited by that little film, and I ended up spending a great deal of money on this idea, so I probably should go see what it's all about.
Cool. Yeah. Just gonna be hanging out over here.
Yeah, sweet. Yeah, sweet.
Good to see you, Weston.
Yeah. Bye. I'll walk like 10 feet away and sit down and put my headphones in.
You guys proceed to sit awkwardly close together, yet not communicating, because this airport is very tiny. Before about 25 minutes later, your flight is called. You have to exit the airport and walk onto the runway. You board this very small, about 15 to 20 passenger plane. You are the only two passengers that are currently flying to Pine Springs. Where do you guys choose to sit on the plane?
With my investor primer finished, I'll sit towards the front.
I'm also going to sit towards the front, even though it's not first class. I like to pretend that it's kind of like first class, you know what I'm saying? So I, you know, try to get like the most leg room and stuff towards the front.
Are you guys sitting on the same side, or are you sitting like opposite
Just far enough apart that you're not talking.
Yeah, just like, just far enough apart, I think.
I'll wave. I was just like,
yeah, hey, Weston. Just, cool. Looks like we're, looks like we're the only ones on this planet. Yeah, that's sweet.
I will, if we're too far apart, I will move up to the seat that is across, like the row of seats across from him, so that I can stretch out.
Mm-hmm. There's so much room. There's no one else on this flight. I cannot stress this enough. It's the two of you.
So, yeah, I guess, I mean, so you're heading to Pine Springs, I guess. I mean, I figured that you were, but
yeah, no, that's,
it's kind of, I wasn't like wanting people to know I was heading to Pine Springs. So, you know, a little earlier I was like, oh, I'm not going, but I should go, but like, I'm actually going. So, you know, got to keep people guessing, and stuff.
So if you, yeah, if you go to this, I mean, if you show up at the reunion, people are going to be pretty.
Yeah. I mean, I hope so. I mean, that's like, I'd love it if like, I don't know. I mean, I was just like, you know, I could do like some guest speaking or something like that. I mean, we could even show like one of my films or something, like, hey, I was in a film, you know. We could maybe, what if, you know, Cursed Cactus, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's both of us and we both went to school, you know, whatever, you know. I mean, I know that like, it didn't, I thought I was great in it, and you know, anyway.
Yeah. There's just some things, I guess. I really, it'd be cool to show them off. I didn't, you know, pass them off before they really, I really let them grow.
Cool. Yeah, I get it. Yeah. You know, you don't, there's just things that you gotta let, like, process and, like, you know, like, I personally think, you know, Cursed Cactus, it's going to be like one of those like cult classics. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. Got to let it simmer a little bit and then it will like rise to the top.
I don't know if you're paying enough attention to Weston to notice this, but he like, it's not even conscious. It's not even like deliberate, but there's almost a subconscious like wince every time the words Cursed Cactus come out of your mouth.
Cursed Cactus.
Like his eye twitches a little bit.
This conversation continues with Victor saying Cursed Cactus too many times in the following conversation, Weston wanting to die inside every time, and for an hour and a half you are in the air together, suffering in your own ways, loudly. You touch down, and as you do, camera pans once again across Pine Springs to whatever kind of car it is that Harvey drives that I can only imagine. It's lovely.
It's a 1973 Dodge Swinger. It's going to have a sparkle blue finish with a cream colored top on it.
Magnificent.
What a gem. What a beauty. You pull up in front of the familiar home of Nico Fuchs at a very similar time as he is pulling into his own driveway. He is currently holding an armful of groceries, so he can't run away from you.
Nico. This is Manifest Destiny. I came here seeking your advice, and you just showed up. This is just proof that I am onto something, Nico.
Hey, Harv. Shoot. Could you hold these for a second? I put my keys in my pocket. I can't get in the house.
Oh, let me help you. I'll reach into your pocket looking for your keys.
Okay.
I can't find them, Nico. Are they in the other pocket?
No. You could hold my groceries. I know exactly where they're at.
I start digging deeper.
Okay. I'm gonna kick Harvey in the shin.
Ow!
Just hold the groceries. I can get the keys. I will unlock the door. You can help me, and then we can talk about whatever manifest destiny you've got going on.
But, Nico, I've got the bad back. I can't possibly hold the groceries with the bad back.
Okay, fine. I set the groceries on the ground. Should have done this in the first place. Okay.
You're just going to put your groceries on the ground like that?
Are you going to steal them? Is that what's going
on
here?
No, I mean, right now we're already past the 5-second rule, my man.
You know what? I accidentally left keys in the car. Crap. Hold on. Go back around to the driver's side and open the door. And keys are still in the steering column. I grab them, walk past Harvey up to the house, and unlock the door. Do you want to grab one of those and I can grab the rest?
I mean, I would, but, you know, my back.
Gotcha.
You shouldn't have put them on the ground, man.
Yeah, they're fine. They're fine. I assume you'd... Never mind. Grab groceries and start walking them.
What are you assuming? What do you know? Did you know something, Nico? Do you know why I'm here already?
No, actually, I was going to ask if you wanted a cup of coffee.
No, thank you. I don't need your cup of addiction, but I appreciate the concern behind it.
Okay. Just come on inside. We can talk while I put this stuff away.
All right.
I got ice cream and I don't need it to melt.
So have you noticed anything strange going on up here, Nico?
Like, in what way?
Lieutenant Hughes says that people's livestock are going missing, and there's like voices and lights being seen up in these north woods.
I don't really go in the woods, and I have no livestock. I don't know if you've realized that or not. Mom and Dad are not farmers, and neither am I.
Ah, but so. You're familiar with the stuff that goes on around here. The reason why we don't whistle in the woods.
Like, you're talking about stuff from, like, when we were kids, right?
It's not just when we're kids, my man. You can't block this stuff out. People are going to know. And it's starting to happen again.
Okay, well, the last time... You did this kind of thing and things were starting again. It ended up just being plumbing in the shop. So
you can put off like all the things that you know to be true. You know, your dad, we both know it wasn't him being sick. Like they say,
I don't want to talk to you about my dad. I've told you that before. I'm trying to be nice, Harvey. You show up at my door. You're carrying on about something. I don't want to talk about my dad.
I'm just saying.
Can you just change the subject?
I'm just saying. Keep your eyes open. I think the Wendigo is beginning to move.
Sure. I pull the invite out of my pocket and set it on the table in front of Harvey. Hey, did you get an invite to this thing?
I did. Did you see the fascist messaging that they did with the picture placement?
No.
The jocks. The jocks over our picture right there. Obviously stating it is more important to be athletic and popular than it is to be the purveyor of information. This is how they keep people as sheep, by denigrating those who deliver and control information.
I mean, you might be onto something here. I don't know. I mean, they're the ones that they hold the purse strings of the world, you know. But are you going?
Oh, I don't know. It seemed like it might be a fun time.
Are you doing okay? Sorry. I haven't been feeling great for a little while now. Sometimes I get, like, blurred vision and stuff, and I don't know. I saw this invitation,
Nico,
and...
Nico.
What?
This is how they sustain 100% effectiveness. I need to go put this on my blog. I'll be back. And I'm going to run out the door, go back and start to go back to my trailer and write a big old blog entry about how to effectively impact 100% of a global populace by creating a virus and a vaccine.
Dave,
mm-hmm.
Nico, can you roll weird, please?
Sure. That's a 9.
All right.
This conversation with Harvey leaves you deeply unsettled. And you were... most conversations with Harvey leave you deeply unsettled. But this is a different sort of feeling. The beginning of it seems fine. And it is about the time where he says, I don't know, could be fun, about the reunion, that there is this feeling in kind of your chest, in the pit of your stomach, that starts to bubble up, that seems like this is very bad. This is a bad thing. That, as he leaves, starts to lessen, and you don't feel it quite so much, and it dissipates. Maybe it's just indigestion.
Probably not, but, you know. Pop some Pepto. Just to be safe. If I look at the card again, do I see the scratches again, or?
It seems fine. Seems unchanged. But the longer you look at it, the more that feeling kind of creeps back into your gut.
Alright. Who else do I see on that card?
Everyone that was in the AV club with you. So you see Weston, Victor, you see another yet-to-be-named individual.
I'm going to pull my phone out and try and give Weston a call.
Well, his phone's currently on airplane mode, so he doesn't get a call. But in that moment, as the plane touches down in Pine Springs, and as the only two people on this plane, you turn your phone back on, you see you have a missed call from one Nico Fuchs.
I'll return it.
About 20 minutes after your call, your phone rings.
Hey, what's you up to?
I'm getting off a plane.
Oh, okay. I can call back later.
No, you're good. You're good. Not exactly a lot of traffic here at this, at the good old Pine Springs Airport, of all places, so.
Oh, you're back in town.
Yeah.
You
surprise.
You should have let me know. I not like I have a lot going on in my schedule. The morning job, you know, that's over at like 8, so I could have. Do you need somebody to pick you up, or
actually that'd be great.
Yeah, I can do that. I'm not doing anything. I guess it's just
no, it's okay. No, yeah, that's great. I was planning alternatively to fish for an Uber for 3 or 4 hours. So
yeah. The way that the people around here drive, I wouldn't recommend it. But I'd be more than happy to come pick you up. Are you doing okay though?
I'm doing okay. I mean, you know, I told you a little bit about it, but things have been a little disappointing recently as far as my ventures have gone. But I mean, I don't know. I just got out of a pretty enticing meeting, and this quad watches thing is just doing wonders for me. So
that's good. I really don't know if it's gonna like catch on, but you know. Like I said, you do you. Like one watch is good enough
for
me.
I'm the master of the circadian rhythm right now, I'm telling you. But how are you?
You know what? I'm doing... I've been better, actually. But, I mean, we can talk about it in the car. I've not been feeling great lately. And
Are you, like, have you gone... Okay, so have you gone to it? A doctor? Like, you're physically not feeling good?
I need to go, but, like, I don't really have, like, insurance right now, and money's a little tight,
okay.
So...
Nico, like, why don't you come get me, and we'll make an appointment, and we'll get you to see a doctor.
No. I'll be okay. I think it's just a lot of, just not sleeping well. I think that's probably it. I picked up some melatonin, and it'll probably help. But
yeah, but dude, when was the last time you got a physical?
When we had to have them.
Okay, so high school. So you should probably go to a doctor anyway, my guy.
Okay, we'll talk about it in the car. We'll talk about it in the car.
Okay.
Let me throw some stuff in the cabinets. I just got back from the grocery store. And then I will come and get you at the airport. So give me like Just give me a few. I'll be there.
Okay. I'm going to like... I'm guessing Victor are very close to each other still as you're walking to the airport.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Weston, I mean...
I'm just going to like, smile at Victor and walk into the nearest bathroom.
Yeah, see you, Weston. See round, man. See round.
And once I get in there, I'm just going to say, I got a small wrench for you. You're not going to believe this, but actually I flew here with one other person, and it was Victor. Victor.
Are you... Wow. Small world. Small world. Wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he didn't offer to, like, I don't know, have his limo pick you up or something like that.
Yeah, I'm not. But, I mean, if you, like...
Are you seriously going to ask me to, like, bring him back too? Is this where the conversation's going?
So, I would much prefer that, like, you just pick me up and we can catch up, just the two of us. And I think you know that.
Yeah, thank God.
But also,
thank God.
I feel like it would be kind of in bad taste.
At that, I'll be hanging out. I look at my phone and I dial up my good cousin Nico.
Just out there. Get a call on your other line from Victor.
Crap, he's calling me now.
Okay. I just, like, we're back in town, and he will be around, and I'd like things to, you know, just be smooth. You know, I mean, it's good to see Victor again, and things were not exactly smooth when we were last, you know, in touch with each other regularly.
Yeah.
I mean, you remember the cactus.
Yeah, don't be mad, but, like, I own a copy of it. It's one of those things that's like, if like he gets big, you know, I don't know, maybe I can sell it on eBay or something. I don't know. But yeah, well,
if he ever had any chance of getting big, Nico, that movie has undermined it and will do so eternally. But I'm glad you enjoy it. That's cool.
Oh, I didn't say I enjoyed it. I just said I own a copy of it.
Oh, Victor, your call has gone to voicemail.
I try again because my parents weren't answering either when I...
I just, like, you know, maybe we get him and take him where he needs to go, which I don't know where he's planning on staying. Maybe he's planning on staying with you. I don't know.
Nico, your other line rings again.
You know what? Let me... I'll talk to you when we get there. Well, I'm sure we can find a spot to talk without him. He's calling me, so I assume he wants me to pick him up because Aunt Vicky's not picking up because, well, it's Aunt Vicky. So, let me talk to him. I'll see you in just a few, okay?
Okay. Yeah. Looking forward to seeing you. Thanks.
Hey,
Nico.
Vic, what's
up? Hey, how's it going? Hey. How's my favorite cuz? Yeah, I know.
Well, I haven't talked to Sarah lately, so I don't know how your favorite cousin's doing.
Oh, that's great, Nico. No, yeah, you know, we're tight. You know, I was in town, you know, just dropped off at the airport, and you want to come pick me up? I mean, that'd be great. You know, I really appreciate the offer, Nico. Yeah.
Yeah, funny enough, I was just on the phone with Weston.
No way. Weston was on the plane with me. That is crazy. You know, he's
very small world.
You know what they say about Pine Springs.
I'm just going to hang up on him, get in the car and go.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah. So, yeah, that's what's been. Oh man. Looks like we dropped the call. And then I call back.
I do not answer because I'm a responsible driver.
Oh, man.
You head over to the Pine Springs airfield. Chelsea, what are you doing in this time?
I finished a book.
Well done. Is there anything you would like to do?
I'm going to go ahead and close up. Good night, Temperance and Bryony. We will see you tomorrow.
Yes, we'll see you. I'll be here on time.
Perfect. The least one, if you will.
Temperance has already, like, made a beeline for the local bar in town. Seems to have at some point changed her entire outfit. You don't know when.
That sounds about right. So I lock up the front door, and I want to know, is the Spring Anew coffee shop still open for, like, evening tea?
It is not technically open, but you do know the owner, so you can get tea after you have closed. You know that although the lights are on and the door is locked, that you can enter while they are cleaning up.
Alright, so I'm going to slip into the lovely, quiet, closed coffee shop and have some tea in the corner with there a new is, book.
They have left, like, you know, the candles they have on each table, they've left one candle.
For my regular spot.
The table where you come in, Bailey has put your little, what I imagine to be a London fog, because that's just what I'm imagining you're drinking. Perfectly steamed milk in it. A little splash of lavender.
Lovely.
As is the routine, asks what you're reading, and then as soon as you say the title, they say, that sounds really cool, and then goes back to cleaning up because they don't want to know more. They know you don't want to talk about it. You want to read it, so. And at that time, as we pan across town, Nico pulls up in front of the Jameson Pine Springs airfield. And the only two people, well, actually there's three people standing in front of the airfield. One of them is the pilot who has gotten off the plane.
I'm talking to the pilot during this time.
He is standing at the curb, seemingly waiting for someone to also pick him up.
I'm just going into a conversation about, like, what's it like being a pilot? Like, what's your mindset? Like, if I was to be a pilot, like, what things, like, if there's a switch, like, which switch would be, like, the switch that it, like, would look the coolest to switch?
Hey, guys.
Nico!
Good to see you both.
Nico.
Hey. You guys
the
got
pilot
your...
waves at you. You know you have met Roland McCarty before. Lovely fella, not chatty.
See you later, Rolo.
I'll get him out of your hair.
He gives a wave, doesn't even say the thank you, but you can tell it is evident in everything that his body is displaying that he's like, thank God you have arrived.
I'll go and open up the trunk. If you guys want to, like, toss your bags in here, we can get going.
Oh, you taking Weston too? Oh, man, Nico.
Yeah.
You bumming a ride with us, Weston?
Thank you. Yeah.
Man.
Guess so.
Yeah. You know. Two birds, one stone.
Can both Weston and Victor roll tough for me real quick?
Sure.
Yeah. 11.
Like 6, it looks like.
You both go for the passenger seat at the same time, but Weston manages to get in there just a little bit faster. Slides in.
As he slides in, I just like, nice.
Like, as we're putting stuff in the trunk, Nico gives Weston a sign and he just beelines for shotgun.
Gotta get in there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you take shotgun. I'm gonna spread out in the back here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Thanks, yeah. Man.
I mean, it makes sense. You got the leg room.
Yeah, the leg room.
So, Nico.
All right.
Is this a new car?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm digging it. Or a new paint job or something like that?
I mean, like a 15-year-old car, but sure.
Yeah, looks good. Looks good on you.
Yeah, thanks. You know, the good ones in the shop.
Yeah, good ones in the shop. Yeah, I mean, my car's in the shop too. I know. I hear that.
Yeah, all right. So, where am I dropping you off?
Oh, I was just gonna head over to say hi to the folks and stuff, you know?
Yeah. I haven't talked to him in a while. But, you know, busy schedule.
Yeah,
and
too
all.
Busy I'll, to I go to church. Huh? Huh?
Well, yeah, I mean.
No, just kidding. I'm just kidding
job,
with you. Yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah. You got that, like, you're, like, doing, like, deliveries and stuff, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
Amazon deliveries. For the small town. Like, I don't know. What's that? That's cool.
Yeah. I mean. Maybe not that glamorous or anything, but, yeah, you know what? We should probably get going. before it gets too late. I want to make sure that, you know,
Weston doesn't miss his bedtime, right, Weston? You gotta get your beauty sleep in.
I mean, you know, now he looks at both his wrists. My beauty sleep is when I want it to be.
Oh, yeah, that's deep.
Yeah.
That's deep.
Have you tried this quad watch thing, Victor?
No, I haven't heard anything about quad watch. Oh, that sounds...
Yeah, Weston is pioneering this thing, and rumor has it... Now, Bud, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm thinking it's, like, starting to come over into, like, California and things like that. Like, Hollywood's getting on the quad watch trend, right?
Yeah, no, I've come to learn that if you come up with an idea like this, the only place it's got any chance of taking root is somewhere like Hollywood. So, yeah, that's where I'm targeting.
So, yeah, so, I mean...
Like... So wait, no, tell me more. Do you need like I could, you know, like some, I could, I'm a little bit of an influencer. I wouldn't say like that's my main gig, but like I've got some followers. I could like do, you know, some sort of video or something, you know?
Yeah, I mean, this is, you know, I right now I'm, you know, I'm kind of putting myself out there as sort of the first test subject. I've got a few doctors on my team, and we've been going back and forth. But once I get my first kind of set of results,
you'll be the first person to call. Is there, like, the coffee shop around here open? I could really get, like, you know, I'm feeling like I'm dragging a little bit right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean,
if you want, I didn't mean to cut you off there. I was just, like, in another, you know, headspace there for a second, so I'm sorry. What were you saying, Nico? You said...
Oh, no, I respect the desperate need to be caffeinated.
Yeah, yeah, the shop should be, I mean, I could drop you off there if you want, and then you call your mom. Like,
no, I could walk from there. You know, it's not too far. I'm not big enough that, like, I have to, like, get a, you know, like, chauffeured car everywhere, you know what I mean? No, yeah, like, this is my hometown. I can, like, walk around and stuff.
Yeah, like, 2.5 miles?
Sure. Everybody would love to see you.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm thinking. So, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah, they talk about you all the time.
No, really? No, they do? Like, you've heard good things about me?
Every once in a while, I do hear the old conversation about Victor. And I'm like, hey, he's my cousin. Like, I know that guy.
Yeah, no, that's what I say about you. Like, Nico, the delivery man, like, he delivers stuff. You heard about him. No, I'm just kidding with you.
Yeah. So, coffee shop. I will take you to the coffee shop, and I'll take Weston wherever he needs to go. You know what? We should listen to some music. I'm kind of talked out, so...
No, that's a good idea. I've got this album that you guys are gonna flip over.
I mean, and I slowly just turn the radio up until it is unbearably loud, but I can no longer hear my cousin.
Volume turns up and the sound in the back of this car continues and the music is raised. You pull up not too long after you leave the airport to the Spring and New coffee shop. You can see lights are still on inside, despite the fact that the open sign has been turned off, but as you pull up, the front door is just opening and you notice a familiar face of Lawrence Ellis, who was also a high school companion, although was not part of the AV club at the time. He is exiting the shop.
Oh, hey, dude. Isn't that Lawrence?
Yeah, he's running the coffee shop.
What?
No.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Be running a profitable little enterprise for himself there. We can say hello.
It does really well, actually.
He walks down towards the sidewalk and kind of pauses because you have just pulled up and turned the car off. So the lights are on, and he can see all three of you in there and kind of raises a hand to wave. And
I will smile and nod and wave back. I was like looking back.
I'll give him like some fingers.
He seems confused by that, but waves also at you.
Then I get out of the car. Hey, man, how's it going? Long time no see. It's me, you know? Come on. Victor.
Yes, yeah. Victor. Hard to forget someone with the same name.
Twice.
Yeah, no, it makes it easy to remember my name. Yeah, that's awesome. Hey, this your coffee shop?
I could
go
forget.
For a it great is. Coffee. Yes. You know, like I could go for something like I'm feeling a little low. You know what I mean? My energy is usually up here, and right now I'm just like sitting like right here. So, yeah, I'm just gonna like pop in, grab something real quick.
Roll charm for
sure.
me.
Sure.
I'm going to start the car back up and just slowly start pulling forward, knowing that his stuff is in the back still. Just pull forward and away slowly.
Victor, what you got?
I got a 9.
All right. He seems to hesitate on this sidewalk. Torn between I should be going home right now and...
And Victor.
I can get you a cup of coffee.
Oh man, you are a lifesaver. Like, I don't know.
Do you like French press?
What's that?
French press.
Oh man, it's the only way.
Perfect, because everything else has been cleaned already. So we would. Follow me. He turns to walk back into the shop. Nico, as you kind of pull forward and change your view, you can see that also inside this coffee shop with the lights still on. Aside from the one staff member that is sitting in the corner, you can see Chelsea sitting there as well. A very familiar face as of late.
Except you just see a book.
It's just a book, but you know that book. You know the hands curled around that book.
I hope Victor doesn't mess that up.
That feeling in your stomach kind of churns again.
Hey, Where do you need me to drop you off? Sorry, I'm just starting to like not. It's like it's. I think it's probably just indigestion, I don't know. I probably need to get to bed a little early.
I mean, I'm probably gonna end up staying at Mom's, but it's, if you're not feeling well, then I'll go there. But if I crash, if you know,
I want to.
It's been a long time since I've seen you. So
yeah, I mean, I've got plenty of room. I don't know if you heard that Mom died a few years ago, so it's just me in the house.
And you told me.
Sorry,
yeah.
I can't remember.
No, it's okay. I'll swing by. Or I'll spend the night.
Okay. I got room. Lawrence is gonna hate me tomorrow.
Yeah, gosh, like, it's been 20 years.
Yeah, yeah. You feel old?
We're getting a little old. We are. I just never imagined that this Hollywood business would still be going on.
Yeah.
That's a little dire.
Really, it's Aunt Vicky's fault. Like, if she wouldn't encourage him so much, this wouldn't happen. Like, I think he'd realize that he... Okay, I'm not... It's just me and you. He sucks.
You guys pull away from the street with Victor's bags in the trunk still. Head back towards Nico's house as Lawrence leads Victor into the very closed, very already cleaned coffee shop. Where Chelsea is currently reading her book. And that is where we will pause for now and begin anew next time.
To spring anew, you mean?
To spring anew.
Thank you for listening to Pine Springs Chronicles. We'll be here. We'll be listening.